It's Dave Flyer on 720 WGN. What is St. Patrick's Day, or any day of the year for that matter, without a Green River soda? A Chicago staple for nearly 100 years, just a tad older than WGN radio itself. And joining us to talk about its history, where you can sample some Green River on St. Patrick's Day, and so much more, is Jim Akers from Green River Soda. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome.
So this goes back, Green River Soda, which, you know, is just a great little sugary treat. It was introduced way back in 1919 through a brewing company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Schopenhofen Brewery was looking to get past Prohibition, and they needed a soft drink or some beverages to produce during that period of time. And they were chose Green River to make one of their beverages. And at that time, it was a great success as they made it in a green, clear bottle.
And that was Schoenhofen?
Schoenhofen Brewery.
Okay. So they were making beer at the time, and they knew to survive, obviously, that they needed to do something different. People were making near beer, which was kind of fake
beer. It
didn't
taste good. Right?
Didn't taste good, exactly. So it's something that really kind of kept the company moving forward.
Correct, up until 1950.
Now, it was a big hit as a soda fountain syrup as well. And it trailed, this is what I found fascinating, is that it just trailed Coca-Cola in you know, as far as popularity was concerned.
Absolutely. In the 30s and 40s, even in the 50s, it was trailing Coca-Cola as the second best soft drink or beverage in the Chicagoland market.
Wow. Now, when it was first made, it was poured into, now, was it recycled like beer bottles, or was it beer bottles that they already produced and couldn't use because of Prohibition? How did that work?
They put them right into beer bottles at the time.
Okay. Which were pretty heavy. You brought some here.
It's,
I mean,
it's real heavy glass. It's almost like feels like leaded glass.
It does. And, you know, the soft drink, so popular that back in the day, Al Jolson recorded a song about the Green River. And so did John Fogerty, obviously, decades later.
Right.
Yeah. Some of the taglines over the years, you know, the snappy lime drink, have a Green River. Wherever you go, Green River, most refreshing, lighter, less sweet, lively lime. The original lime drink, Green River. It's a lot of history with this brand.
Yeah, there is. I was quite surprised when we picked it up and to find out how much passion and history was in this brand.
So we were talking a little bit about before the interview that really, even though it was launched through the brewery in 1919, it was years before it was invented. And when you took over this brand, and again, longtime Chicago brand, there wasn't a lot of archival stuff that you could find, whether it was marketing materials from back in the day or really any history. You had to kind of dig around yourself to find out the origins.
Yeah, no one seemed to keep the history of the brand. So when we were able to acquire it, we quickly went out and started to find it on eBay and find it anywhere we could in reference to people that had memorabilia and started acquiring pieces ourselves and found pictures and then tried to acquire the pieces.
Were some of it from soda collectors or like brand collectors, or was it just people randomly? You just went online and found some of these great materials, because you showed me this, you know, these great cans and these metal signs. And tell me some of the memorabilia that you found along the way.
Well, a lot of it was found through eBay and or people's. I know my dad had something like that, and then we would talk and we would come together and chat and see if there was some way he wanted to move it over to our side of the equation.
Okay, all right.
But some of the pieces, especially the fan one that you saw, that has a picture of Edelweiss Brewery on the front side with a little guy holding the bat, and on the back side it shows 1918 and shows Green River as being manufactured by the Edelweiss Brewery or Schopenhofen Brewery back in the day. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it was interesting from a marketing perspective. They still wanted to promote that beer brand that they had, because January 16th, 1920 is when, you know, Prohibition began. They still wanted to hang on to that beer. But hey, by the way, just to let you know, we got some sodas too.
Yeah.
Because they knew, right?
Right, absolutely they did. And they did a great job with it for many, many years, I hear. So
there were some ceramic pieces you showed me too. They're like the shape of a ball with the logo on it. What was that used for?
That was the syrup. So they would use that as a syrup to pour over ice cream.
Oh, okay.
And or make it back in the phosphate days where they had soda coming out of a gun, just soda water, and then
mixing the syrup with it. So it was the same syrup. It wasn't something specifically they would put over the ice cream.
No, it was
just the raw syrup. Okay. Now, you discovered that Green River started back in 1914. You found a ad, which I just found pretty entertaining. It was Gabby's Green River Confectionery. And then it said just around the corner. Just didn't tell you where. Around the corner.
Just didn't tell you where. No location. Just around the corner, right over there.
First, tell us the story and how you dug up this information, and then let's tell the story.
Okay. As we acquired the brand, everybody kept telling us that it has more history. We just can't find it. We don't know if it's named after a river in Illinois, a potato farmer in Iowa, someone in Idaho. No one really knew. So I began to keep doing some research, and I finally found an article from 1914, 1915 out of the Davenport First newspaper. And it listed a person named Mr. Jones, who owned a confectionery store in Davenport, Iowa, who conjured up this green drink at the time and began to serve it to the high school kids that were coming down the street. And they kept coming in, give me that green drink, give me that green drink. So how I found that was, once I found the article, I found that Mr. Jones passed away in Clinton, Iowa in the 40s. And I researched the list of the family members and found out that one of them lives in Madison, Wisconsin, and found him through the flower shop that serviced the funeral.
So this is 70 years later, mind you.
Yeah.
So you found that, and I say it this way, is sometimes when I'm looking and researching stuff for interviews or looking for a specific person, it's sometimes you find it, I hate to say it, through like obituaries and stuff to find out who the children were or the succession plan of who those people were. So I get the path that you were going down here.
Yeah, that was a little weird for me, but I was like, I left my name and number and I said, here's what I'm calling for. If she chooses to call me back, great. And about 3 hours later, I got a call back. And she was excited. She was excited to tell her story about her dad. And so I drove up and met her, and we spent a good afternoon in Madison and chatted about just Green River and her dad. And
she's in her late 80s.
Wow. So it was a great conversation, and she just wanted to make sure we captured that history for her dad and her family. So
now, did she have any memorabilia at all, or was that just really? It wasn't really a brand when he was making
it. Yeah, it really wasn't a brand. Yeah. So she just has the memories.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Now I know that some of this stuff, you know, you said it could go on ice cream. It could be made as an ice cream float, which I've had before at a place in Edison Park. They're really good. But I also heard you can make margaritas with it as well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
so a little.
Well, you know, the margarita, typical margarita, is kind of more of a yellowish look or feel when you're done. And when making it with Green River, you end up with a vibrant green.
Sure.
A very refreshing soda. You substitute a lemon-lime drink instead of you use Green River instead. And you basically just make it like you'd normally make a margarita, except for don't use lemon-lime.
All right, so without giving away any secrets, what's Green River made of? I know it's 100% real sugar, which is cool, you know, instead of artificial flavoring, as far as that's concerned.
When we acquired the brand, we went back and looked at the original recipe and realized also back then high fructose corn syrup didn't exist. So we've launched it back in 2010 when we acquired the brand with real sugar.
Okay.
Making sure it was made exactly like it was made back in the day. It has real lime juice in it, and all natural flavors. So
there you go. And it's caffeine free.
And it's caffeine free.
And it's gluten free as well.
Gluten free.
Yep. So when I'm giving my kid a little, it's more of a sugar high than a caffeine high when he's having a little Green
River.
Correct.
That's okay. Correct.
All right. Fair enough. There's a lot of loyalty, as you know, to Chicagoans. They're loyal to tradition and loyal to their brands. So I'm sure you've discovered since having this brand that people absolutely embrace, and there's memories of childhood and, you know, back in the day of, you know, drive-in theaters in the 50s and the 60s when, you know, this was at its height.
Well, yeah, we actually opened up a website, just tell us your story, and just greenriversoda.com, and just tell us your story. So everybody wants to share their story with their parents, their grandparents. I remember going down to the corner drugstore or corner Woolworth to have a soda and an ice cream and remembering Green River, and they kind of remember that from their parents' days too, and they want to keep that fond memory moving on with their own family.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you had a Green River float at the parade on Saturday, and you had teams passing out samples during the dying of the Chicago River. What's the theme that you have going on here?
Where refreshment flows, green. So,
I like it.
Which was really an old saying from the 50s. Green River had one that just said, where refreshment flows. So we've just added the word green at the end. Made a whole lot of sense to us.
Might as well. And then you're going to be at the Southside Irish Parade today.
Yeah.
And you'll be passing out samples. Look for the van.
If the weather holds up, which I'm believing it is, you will see our 1931 Model A.
Oh, that's great.
That we've logoed up, and it's green. It'll be sitting next to the bleachers about halfway through the parade.
Okay. So you can get a little sample.
You can get a free 20-ounce bottle of Green River.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I was telling you earlier that my son, and I've kind of installed the whole retro nostalgia thing with him a little bit, is he loves the bottles. I think he thinks that's cool to drink it out of a nice ice-cold bottle.
Glass is always best.
Glass is always best. I know. I just love the flavor. I do. I just think it tastes different when you do that. Now, you, Jim, have been in the beverage business really for decades, a degree in food marketing. And when you first discovered the drink as a buyer for Walgreens, it didn't quite make the cut back then. And lo and behold, years later, you came to buy the brand yourself.
Right. Back in my Walgreens days, I had that brand come across my desk a few different times. And I kept asking the question, why? And the gentleman who would attempt to sell me would tell me what it was about. But I just didn't get the connection. And boy, I wished I would have. But today, I realize the passion of the people that love Green River. It's in my blood now, and it's everything I do and talk about. So.
That's right. That's right. Well, now you and your business partner, you know, with Wit Beverage, you know, brought this iconic soft drink and brought it into the fold. You'd produce some other soft drinks, too, I want to talk about. One is the Goose Island line of craft sodas.
Yes, we bought the Goose Island line of craft sodas back in 2010 from the Goose Island Brewery at the time before they had ventured
They went to
out
Anheuser-Busch. Yeah.
They ventured off and doing their own thing. And we've acquired the brand, and we're still making it like it was back then in the day. And we're continue to market that in the Midwest.
100% cane sugar.
100% cane sugar, caffeine-free.
Yep, never pasteurized. I like that. So it doesn't taste syrupy. It's kind of rich, but there's no aftertaste to it.
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed with the Goose Island stuff. And you've got vanilla cream, besides root beer, of course. You got vanilla cream, orange cream, Concord grape. What's spicy ginger? Is it a ginger ale with a kick?
Ginger. We used to make a ginger beer, and a ginger beer is a little bit more pungent, a little bit more stronger for people, and it wasn't as appealing. So you think of ginger ale, and you think, well, it's nice, and a lot of times my parents used to give it to me when I was sick. But it's got a kick, but it doesn't have that over kick where the ginger beer delivers on. So it's a nice feel, makes a great Moscow Mule.
Oh, really? All right, I'm going to have to give this a shot. You also have, and I think Jelly Belly is right across the border in Wisconsin, so you're also doing sodas for them, too.
Actually, Jelly Belly started in Chicago.
Oh, it did?
Started in the north side of Chicago, back many, many years ago with the Gortz family. I know I probably have that wrong, but it's, so they still manufacture here in Chicago on the north side. They make jellies up there, not the jelly bean anymore.
Oh, okay.
The jelly beans are made out in California.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we have the trademark for that for the world.
And then you got a couple others, Caruso's Legacy Gourmet Sodas. Where did that come from?
Caruso Legacy came out of a bottler out of Wisconsin. He's owned that bottlership since it was a Black Bear Bottling Company, what it was. And the Caruso family bought that brand company back in 61 out of Cudahy, Wisconsin. And since then, he's now made that into a pretty big bottling operation in Wisconsin. And it's his grandfather's recipes.
Very cool. Oh, that's very cool. Now, I know there's you can also get it in a ton of restaurants. I've got a list here. Beverly Arts Center, Durbin's, 11 City Diner, Geno's East, Hackney's, Heckey's, Hot Dog's, Manny's Deli, which I've seen it at Manny's Deli. I saw your van picture you showed me. Smash Burgers in Chicagoland, Sullivan's Irish Pub, Tilted Kilt. So you can go online and you can it's all over the place.
Yeah. And we continue to add and update that. That's just a small list of where we're at today.
And I've seen it all over Mariano's in the last week or so. And I was telling you, they're almost out of the glass bottles. They've got a lot of they've got a lot of liters and so forth that you could buy. But, you know, it's getting close to St. Patrick's Day, so you got to get it quick. And Binnie's, I've seen it all over Binnie's, too.
Binnie's has it?
All over. Well, it's a classic soda. And again, it takes people to a more simpler, classic time in their life. And it's really, you know, getting a little taste of retro Chicago and nostalgia in a bottle, you know?
Right.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Well, make sure you check in with the Green River Soda Facebook page to keep track of the Green River Soda street team as they cruise around Chicagoland. And they stop all over the city and suburbs. And again, they're going to be at the Southside Irish Parade today, so you're going to have to check that out as well. And for more information, you can go to greenriversoda.com. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right, thank you.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WG.